when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get tough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend,
Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Irma Thomas y Kyle Russell abrieron el programa con ese impagable Bridge Over Troubled Water, pero el directo Black, Brown and White de Big Bill Bronzy está incluido en I Am Not Your Negro, un documental que narra la lucha por los derechos civiles de los afroamericanos.
This little song that I'm singing about, people you know is true. If you black and gotta work for a living now, this is what they would say to you. This is, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they were all having fun. They was all buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. They went to employ me at office, the number that I got in line. They
they called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man is working side by side. This is what it meant. They was paying him $1 an hour, and they was paying me 50 cents. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope built this country, and I fought for it too. Now guess that you can see what a black man have to do. He says, if you was white, she's all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope win sweet victory with my little plying hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you're gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. Nobody to blame.
El insistente Prisoner era de Carrie Mulligan, aunque Emma Swift te acercará un profundo You Are a Big Girl Now.
You've known it all the time, I'm learning it.
Paxton Pennington te acercó el melancólico Try Me On desde Yamendo.com. Como Bach y A. Killian mezclarán el soul y jazz en Broken Promises aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Broken promises at the promises. If this is what it is, she ain't with.
promises, broken promises. What you doing?
Wilson demostró su amor en Do I Love You, pero la Preservation Hall Jazz Band juntará la música de Nueva Orleans y Cuba en Keep Your Head Up.
Alza la frente en alto y camina bien, alza la frente en alto. Alza la frente en alto y camina, alza la frente en alto. Alza la frente en alto y camina bien, alza la frente en alto. camino, no te tan de cara, anda camino, anda camino. Camina por pecado, anda, camina, no seas tan descarado.
Y Abby the Spoon Lady te deleitaron en Angels in Heaven, como Bean Murray se lucirá al banjo en el épico Iron Horse.
o'er the plains as lovers do, we race beneath the summer sun. My dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathed as one. We blazed our love across the sky, surrendered to its ancient force. Until the day he said goodbye and climbed aboard the Iron Horse. I heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it off the great divide. But though my steed had the stronger will, the Iron Horse had the longer stride. Whistle cut me like a blade, I loathed screaming, spoke he cried. How could he leave his Indian maid, I'll ride like wind and ask him why. Astride my fearless painted dun, I chose my pace and set my course. To catch this demon on the run, my steed against this iron horse. Heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it up the great divide. And though my steed had the stronger will, the higher horse had the longer stride. Through the thunder of its blare, I yelled my fury at the beast. Wasted words lost in the air as it roared its way forever east. And the Iron Horse's speed increased. Thank you.
Y antes de despedir este Blues en las Ondas, me gustaría recordar a un genio del bluegrass. Y es que Dot Watson nació el 3 de marzo de 1923 en Deep Gap, North Carolina. Con un año pierde la visión tras una infección. De joven consigue su primera guitarra comprando lo ganado tras cortar un árbol. De hecho, es influenciado por artistas de country como la Carter Family y Jimmy Rogers. Pero en el 53 se une al grupo de Jack William en Johnson City, Tennessee. Allí aprende a tocar el piano y el violín, aplicando su técnica a la guitarra. En el 60, con el folk revival, se decide por la guitarra acústica y el banjo, lo que impulsa su carrera, grabando su primera canción y actuando en el Greenwich Village. Tras esto, se va de gira por varios clubs y universidades. En el 63, actúa en el Newport Folk Festival y recibe fantásticas críticas. El año siguiente, graba su primer disco y se va de gira con su hijo. En el 74, Gallagher Guitar crea un modelo personado para Doc Watson que comercializa con su propio nombre incluso hoy en día. Entre el 73 y 85 graba más de 10 discos y se va de gira con su hijo y T. Michael Coleman. Sin embargo, su hijo Merle tiene un accidente con un tractor y muere en el 85, pero celebra su memoria tocando cada año en el Merle Fest frente a 70.000 personas. En el 86 recibe el North Carolina Award. En el 88 gana una National Heritage Fellowship. En el 94 recibe un North Carolina Folk Heritage Award y graba junto a Randy y Earl Scruggs en un disco contra el SIDA. En el 97 gana una National Medal of Arts. Dot Watson sigue tocando junto a su nieto Richard, David Hall y Jack Lawrence. En 2000 es incluido en el International Bluegrass Music Hall of Honor. En 2002 lanza los discos Legacy, incluyendo actuaciones y entrevistas, con los que gana el Grammy al mejor disco tradicional de folk. En 2007 toca junto a Tommy Emmanuel. 2 años después actúa en el mítico Harry Strictly Bluegrass de San Francisco. En 2010 es incluido en el North Carolina Music Hall of Fame. Es nombrado doctor honoris causa por el Berklee College of Music y publica su biografía Blind But Now I See, The Biography of Music Legend Doc Watson. Y así, Doc Watson, un genio del bluegrass, murió el 29 de mayo de 2012 en Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Si bien Doc Watson fue uno de los pioneros del bluegrass e influenció a innumerables músicos como Clarence White o Tony Rice, en 2013 su hija lanza una colección de canciones, textos y fotos llamada Milestones, y durante su carrera ganó 8 Grammys.
Down in New Orleans, they call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me. Oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man. She sold all my new blue jeans, and my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cards, Richard. Is a suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim. Let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a rounder poor boy who rambles from town to town.
Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, saying, fellas, they won't let me come down. Tell my youngest brother not to do the awful things that I've done, and to shun that old house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.